creepy tales of Hollow Hills, we will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, The Whispering Tree, Part 3. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. Emily couldn't shake the feeling that something had followed her home from the cemetery. As the days passed, her dreams became haunted by whispers, and shadows danced at the edge of her vision. The others noticed her growing distance, but they chalked it up to lingering fear from their encounter with the Whispering Tree. Then one night, everything changed. Emily? Are you okay? You've been so quiet lately.
I'm fine. Just tired.
But Emily wasn't fine. Deep inside her, something dark has taken root. A remnant of the spirit they had disturbed. Something that had latched onto her soul the moment the doll was destroyed. The following night, Jake, Sarah, and Matt received a strange message from Emily, asking them to meet her back at the cemetery. Concerned, but unaware of the true danger, they agreed. As they arrived at the cemetery, the air was thick with an unnatural stillness. The Whispering Tree loomed ahead, its branches lifeless under a pale moonlight. Emily stood beneath it, her face shrouded in shadow.
Emily, what's going on? Why did you want us to come here?
I wanted to show you something. Something important.
Before anyone could react, Emily's eyes flashed with an unnatural light, and her voice twisted into a deep, guttural tone.
You should have left me buried. But now, you will join me!
The ground beneath their feet began to quake, and the once dormant whispers returned louder and more menacing than ever. Shadows twisted and formed around Emily, taking on ghastly, nightmarish shapes.
Emily! What are you doing? Stop!
But it was too late. The spirit had fully taken control. And Emily's body moved with terrifying speed. With a flick of her hand, Jake was flung against the gravestone, his body crumpling as he hit the ground.
Jake!
Sarah tried to run, but the shadows caught her, wrapping around her like tendrils. Emily approached slowly, her face contorted with malice, the spirit feeding on her fear.
Your fear only makes me stronger. You brought this upon yourselves.
Sarah's screams echoed through the night as the shadows engulfed her, her body vanishing into the darkness. Matt, the last remaining, backed away in horror, but he knew there was no escape.
Emily, please, fight it!
For a brief moment, the light in Emily's eyes flickered, as if the real Emily was fighting to regain control, but the spirit's hold was too strong.
There is no Emily. There is only the lost.
With the final savage movement, Emily reached out, her fingers stretching into claws, and with one swift motion, she silenced Matt forever. The cemetery was silent once more. The night still and oppressive. The spirit, having claimed its vengeance, retreated back into the Whispering Tree, leaving Emily's lifeless body to crumble at its roots. But the tree was no longer just a vessel for the lost. It has fed on souls of those who dared disturb it, growing stronger, more malevolent. And now it waited, whispering for the next curious soul to wander too close.